Tov Kuf Lamed Vav. We did Sif Aleph. We had the Mishmaros and Sif Aleph. So Holy Mishmaros of Katan Aleph. The person is wants to use his animal for the purposes of Tiyul, so that's a valid need, and therefore he's allowed to take care of the needs of the animal to be able to allow him to travel. The Tayel, Aleph, the Tayel. Who didn't lead us Pinechaber, going and visiting friends, is also called a valid Chol HaMoed need. Abla Harviach Momen, but he wants to travel in order to make money. Shalot Tzarech HaMoed, which is not going to be used in Chol HaMoed. So Loch is Mutter Lirkov, Abla Yisak and Tzarech HaRechiva. So the Prima Gadim says that there's no Malach involved at all in the Rechiva, so we're not going to ask the Rechiva. But to do any tikkunim is going to be, excuse me, going to be a problem. Now, the Tegel Ber Locha says that even L'tayel, he puts one caveat on L'tayel, so one line Ber Locha. V'yehum Eretz Yisrael L'chutz L'aretz also L'sak and Tzarech Rechiva. But doing a tiyul from Eretz Yisrael L'chutz L'aretz, that's not a valid. He doesn't say it's also to go, but you can't say that's called a valid need, that you have a right to be misak and tzarech rechiva on Chol HaMoed.
Even if it's a tzarech HaMoed.
Well, right. In other words, that's diminishing your tzarech HaMoed. It's a person decides. Let's say your argument's sake. We spoke about that share. Rosh HaNikra is considered chutz l'aretz. So you want to go on a Chol HaMoed trip from a city which is clearly Eretz Yisrael up to Rosh HaNikra. Again, I'm not saying Rosh HaNikra is chutz l'aretz. That's a pashut, you know. But let's say you would say that. So he's not saying it's also to go, but you can't do tikkunim. We'll talk about the second one. How does it play out vis-a-vis, let's say, tzarech tikkunim on a car? We're talking about riding a horse. What about a car? Okay, beis the tzarech moed unichta lezachas buraglav. So he has a tzarech moed, he's not accustomed to do this by foot. Shol the tzarech moed. If what he's going for is something which is not tzarech moed, so we're not going to ask the rechiva, or again, we're not going to allow him to do the tikkun rechiva. Oh, shalom lezachas buraglav. Normally, he goes by foot, so go by foot. So you want to ride, fine, but to go and say, well, I'm going to prepare, make tzarech rechiva, that's going to be usur. And if it's a rock rechiva, of all yisakim, tzarech rechiva. So Chazal allowed tikkunei rechiva. If there's a need, so if the person normally goes by foot, so what's the need to do tzarech rechiva? So you want to ride, fine, but there's no malach involved in the riding, but tzarech rechiva, you have to understand why that should be allowed. Gimel ulasakim berag. Now the gears of this is one of the Mishnah Berurahs, which is a language issue. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch said you want to clip the animal's nails, the hooves, to allow the feet. What's the sakim baragla? How do you do tikkun unless you're doing surgery on the foot? What does it mean, the sakim baragla? So remember, the sakim barzilov means the misakin the horseshoe.
Do you
bring this to Marvis, Adam? In the first printing of the Shulchan Aruch, that was the gears that they had. Medavka b'medina shavonim metzuyim shom. Bena behemis yicharlus leilich b'loy barzilim. That the place where they're going on cobblestone and those type of things, as opposed to on dirt paths. So without the horseshoes, it will hurt the animal's foot. Offer tichuach, it's soft dirt. They don't have a lot of rocks there. So where their horseshoes are not necessary, so that also then you wouldn't be mutter to be misakin, so you need to go and make the horseshoe or fix the horseshoe, so it wouldn't be mutter on Chol HaMoed, because there's no real tzar HaMoed in that. Then he said, and these things are mutter as long as you weren't mechavah malat on HaMoed. Then they came under Ramah, So to ride the horse from one city to the next with no intent at all, just bechinam, like for no reason at all, is mutter. But again, to do any type of tikkunim in the rechiva would be aser. Mutter lirkav rechiva lekta shumalachim. There's no malach involved in riding a horse. Let's take a look at the Bir Locha. Talks about, so that's all dealing with riding a horse, because there's no malach involved in riding a horse. And then we'll talk about cars. This is like the next step up. Let's take one thing at a time.
What's the difference between the Chinam and the Tayel?
I think the tayel means a person had a specific kavan. He wants to go for a trip. Mechinam is he's just doing it because he's doing it. He has no thought process. I'm getting rest, relaxation. I'm going. Why are you going? Because you're going. I think the most common that would be the person he wants to practice his writing. So he's not doing it it's not a Chol HaMoed purpose of the tayel to get enjoy the trip. He's doing it because he wants to practice. Okay, what's your lyric? Take a look at the Bir Locha. It's a pretty basic foundation of the Bir Locha of how we understand Malacha of an animal on Shabbos Yom Tov Chol HaMoed. Ein Rishabur, b'hinei lefitama b'es Yosef, l'char da'afka b'rechiva. It's a Locha, it seems limited to riding the animal. The Philbi Yom Tov lo'havi rak shus. Riding an animal is it the Rabbanon. Because I'll ask it, because there you might come to do kaitzer, cut something off of the tree to use as a rod to prod the animals. So that's the xera. And therefore, because he didn't have a moed, so Chazal never made this xera also being also to ride, because xera you might pull this item, you might tear something off of the tree, a branch to use as a prod to album b'mechamer, in a case where there's malacha involved, the malacha is that the animal is doing a malacha, and you're encouraging the animal to do the malacha. That's the malacha. So the isra mechamer is where the animal is doing a malacha, and the Jew is prodding the animal to do that. So the animal is carrying something. Now, carrying a person is not a malacha because chaynus is atzmai, but carrying packages, or pulling a wagon, or plowing, or so the animal is doing the malacha of plowing. The Jew is prodding it along. So that's the malacha. That's called mechamer. He's encouraging the animal to do a malacha.
Where is this?
The Eish B'Zeh and the Bir Locha. The Eish B'Zeh B'Shabbos L'Sasa Gemurah. D'Sasa Malacha Tohu B'Hem Techo. There's an Issur D'Raisa of Mechamer on Shabbos. Tibbe Chazal B'Zekoy Al-Pula Shanasa Ayyadei Odom U'Behema Tanu Mechamer. So Chazal understand the Pasuk L'Sasa Malacha Tohu B'Hem Techo. It's not a comma. Don't do Malacha, you and the animal together. That's how Chazal understand the Pasuk. So if you have a valid Chol HaMoed need, so it's not worth doing any malacha, you're allowed to do malacha yourself for a Chol HaMoed need. So I can have my animal do a malacha also. But if it's there is no purpose at all, it's going to be awesome. Okay, so that should be the first thought process. Now I just want to qualify one point over here. Even in Mechamer, not everything... There's a Ramban in the beginning of the last parak of Masechta Shabbos, the 24th parak of Masechta Shabbos, when he talks about the Malacha Mechamer, he differentiates in Mechamer between he differentiates because of the following issue. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara in Baba Kama says that if a person takes a power which exists in the world, a natural force that exists in the world, and uses it to malacha, he's chayiv. So the Gemara says, Zore. What is Zore? A person takes, there's this pile of chaff together with the grains, throws it into the air. The wind blows away the chaff, because the chaff is much lighter. The seeds, the grains, fall back down to the ground, and he's done a beer type of process using the wind. He's chayiv on Shabbos. He didn't do what the wind did. So Mor says, why is he chayiv? It's something that's done with the wind. So Mor says, Malachas Machshav is also Torah. So, I think we put this out once. We're accustomed to say Malachas Machshav usually creates piturim. Says you did it without intent, so you're potter. It was malachas in sikla gufas. It's not such a chashav of malachas, so you're potter. It's a makalkel. It's not a chashav of a thing. You're potter. So malachas Hashem creates many paturim. It also creates a chiyuv. Remember someone here since you intended to use that force which is there to make it happen. That's not called grama. That's called you're using the force which is there. That's called you're doing the malacha. So malachas machshavas allows us the person to be. If intentionally he tried to use the kach which is there, so he's chayiv. Now, there are grommas which are potter and Shabbos, but you have to know when you say what, and that's questionable. But the Ramban says, a person would take an animal, attach a plow to it, and he directs, he doesn't do any pressing down of the plow into the ground. The animal pulls the plow through the ground. He's not doing any act of pushing the plow into the ground. So he's not doing charish. But he's directing the animal, and he's prodding the animal forward, and he's doing everything to make sure the animal plows the field. The Ramban says he's chayiv skila. Because Malachim Shev is also Torah. This is called, he's being mechamer with the koyach of the animal. He's being charech with the koyach of the animal. So the Chatanish quotes that Ramban. He says, so let's say a person takes, you have a gasoline-powered combine. So he gets this big machine, gets on top, right? And it goes to the field, as it goes to the field, so it cuts the thing off, cuts it off, threshes it, and other things spurts out your wheat kernels, all done. He's just driving the thing through the field, and he's not doing anything. So he's chayim for kotzer, and he's chayim because he's using the kach of the machine to do all those things. He's driving combines. He's only chayim for driving, but he's chayim for everything the combine does because he's using that kach which is there. So then where's the malach of mechamer? Mechamer is only a lav. Right, mechamer means that you have to take it a step less than that, where he's moving the animal along, but he's not involved in any way, shape, or form in what the animal malach of the animal is doing. Even though he would want it, right? So the animal is pulling a cart, so the animal is doing the malach of hitzah. So the Mor says that that's the case of that'd be the issue of mechamer. If you're there with the animal, holding the animal's halter, and the animal's walking forward, you're holding the halter that should keep going. The Mor calls it mechamer. So you have to understand why that case is mechamer. Why isn't that hutzah? I'm using the correct animal to do hutzah. So you have to draw a line somewhere, and it's a fine line, and I can't tell you I have that line very clear in my mind, where you draw the line 100% according to that Ramban, which the Chazan's like.
Could we say that with an animal tends to follow you, but an animal still has some mind of itself sometimes? Like the Bilam's donkey.
Okay.
I mean, an animal sometimes won't go. He doesn't want to go. Whereas a combine, if it's mechanically sound, it doesn't have a mind of its own.
Right. That could be a combine is even worse. You're right. Could be even if you don't accept the Ramban, the combine you're chayav for. That's true. But the question is, if you do accept the Ramban, you still can explain why the case of Chorish is, he calls your chayv for Chorish, not for Mechamer. The case of the animal pulling...
Oh, you're saying if the animal's pulling the plow, that is a deraisa.
The Ramban holds that's a deraisa. But both deraisas, but it's a chi of skill. It's like a maisa adam. He calls it a maisa adam.
So if he pulls the plow, that's the
Ramban said the case where the animal is being chorish and you're directing and encouraging it and just making sure that it's being chorish, that's called you using the correct animal to be chorish. You're chayav for chorish. You're chayav for chayav.
If he's just schlepping things from one rishus to the other, that's not.
So lechara, if I would do the same thing, have the animal schlep something, should also be chayav. Be chayav ritzo. The more calls it machaber. Machaber is only a lap. It's not a chayav skila.
Because maybe you're not pulling the animal, but
so you have to say
you're
one,
talking to the animal.
So where do you draw the lines? You know, so
it's
how
like almost like asking a dog to fetch something.
So how, right? So asking a dog to fetch something with the car would be that's mechamer.
Because there, the dog has its. If the dog's not in the mood, he won't do it.
Right. So it's a fine line. Actually, how involved do I have to be to the point it's called me doing it with the animal, and how much is called me doing it together with the animal, so it's a joint thing, and therefore only mechamer. I don't know, but al kabbalim, there's such a concept. Zal Mishabura says, okay, now we're at that point.
So, if the person doing it together with the animal, why isn't it the case where one couldn't do it? So they're both putter.
Well, the animal could do it without the person.
I don't think an animal could bow in that direction.
Just wander
around.
It doesn't have the strength to do it. If I have I'm lacking dexterity, so you train me how to hold my hands, so I couldn't do it without you. But that's not called that you're doing the malach, and that's called masayeya. You're being say, yeah, me to do the malacha, but at the end of the day, I do the whole thing myself. So I don't think you would.
I hear you, but I don't see it.
What?
I hear you what you're saying, but
okay.
I don't think that's the case.
I mean, again, the chi of charish is you got to plow about this much. An animal, I think, can pull a plow that distance without me. Once it's on the ground,
so it's not a question of
waiting. Do the whole furrow? Will the animal?
But that's the problem with the next part of the furrow. But the animal doesn't need me to do this much to pull a thing this far. Sticking into the ground is not hurish. I put the plow on the ground. There's nothing done yet. Right. The animal, I go, gee, animal walks forward.
That's it. So you got to start it. So that's your
because that's mashal. Is that called mechamer? Or is that called chorish?
It's part of chorish to get started. I don't know.
But the animal could start by without me also. You know, the animal. You know, if the animal sees food over there, it'll start going. And there's a plow attached to it, it'll plow. You know, it's then it's and it's yichla gufa maybe. But as far as the animal's concerned, but I don't know how much of a lambda the animal is. You know, it's like, I don't need the plowing. He says, I just want to get the food. You know. Okay.
I think we should make a field trip to a farm.
Okay. Okay.
What, to a farm?
Now, Kamma Aininon, Yesh Alkab Zemekar Sveik Seker. I can add a Sheik Sveik Seker. Number one, Echad, the Shemin Halacha Kapes in the Serial who the Ain Adam Mitsuba of Bashis Beham to be Yamt, that the Isser of doing Malacha with the person and the animal together doesn't apply in Yamtiv. So then it wouldn't apply in Chol HaMoed either. The pasuk l'sasa malacha to behemtucho is a pasuk by Shabbos. The lo iskish yamtiv the Shabbos rak l'inyan lamates malachas of the person. Lo l'inyan asay the shisus behemtuch v'lav the mechamer. There's an asay that your animal should not do work, period. Your animal should be resting. And there's a lav of the Torah, don't do work together with the animal. So that's machlokes before, whether that applies to yamtiv. That he brings a sheet that says that doesn't apply in Yomtiv. So if you tell me that that's true, that there's no Isser of Doom of Mechamer on Yomtiv, so that which it says you can't have an animal carry an item on Yomtiv is Hurak Min Rabbanan. That's number one. Philim Narmer Kaposkim the Sirlahu that Yamta Meshabas Shavin Hamin Atar the Gamlin Yinzeb will say that there is a malacha, there is an Isra of Mechamer on Yamtiv. There's Isra of, even if you would say that, Shem Malacha Karanan, the Perakama, the Vodazar, the Sirlahu, the Lab, the Mechamer, Lord Nemer Rakbar Shasarabim, Shadim Chayav Alea Kashahotzi. There's an Osar, Gam Kashamotzi Masala Behema. When you're dealing with a case which is a malacha the Raisa of Hutsaw, or of carrying dalal amish which is a rabbim, so there's an iser mechamer also. Abulay b'chotzer. a case where you're dealing with the rabbanon of carrying in a chotzer, there's no esur mechamer than that. We assume for many purposes that we are not dealing with the Rishus Rabbim and the Raisis for the most part. We make an Erev around our city, what we call an Erev, which means the source of Pesach around the city. Source of Pesach does not work on Rishus Rabbim and the Raisis. So we are assuming that we're making this source of Pesach around the city, that these streets are not Rishus Rabbim. Well, these streets aren't Rishus Rabbim, so there's no Rishus for my animal to carry in them. On Yom Tov. Even without an Erev.
For your animal to carry
on
them
and Shabbos? No, the well, according to the Ran, even on Shabbos, it wouldn't be a problem.
According to the Ran?
The Ran. It's only by Rishus Rabbim the Raisa so that there's Isra Mecham. Okay, as it comes out, it came with Shach, Lav, the Mecham, Rak, Minotaur, Klal, Rak, Minotaur, Bonon. Okay, and Lono Lesser, Becholomoid. So, A, we have to decide that the Mechaber applies to Yom Tov, and B, we have to decide that even if it does, it applies even to cases which are the Rabbonans, so the Sveik Sveiko, so for Cholomoyd, you can be Mekel. Now, Omnum, Besim and Shimim, Hevenu, Bir Locho, Das, Kamar, Rishonim, the Serial, who the Yeshu, Shasrabim, Minotaur, Gamma Zmanenu, Pomokim, and Lona Limchus, Viadam, Akilim, the Yeshim, Amid Lismach. So, even though I brought before a whole slew of Rishonim, a large list of Rishonim, which say that there is a Rishus Rabbim Meter Raisin nowadays. Which means, the way he puts it down, the Rishonim who add a requirement for Rishus Rabbim that it must have 600,000 people traveling on it, our streets do not meet that criteria, and therefore they are not Rishus Rabbim Meter Raisin. If you have no such criteria, then our streets, the definition of Rishus Rabbim is, it's made for travel, the people that travel on, and it's a certain width, 16 amas wide. 16 amas wide is not, you know, many of our streets are 16 amas wide, especially when you have the sidewalk in, because the sidewalk is also made for people going on. So if you have the sidewalk on both sides, plus the street itself, so you get 16 amas wide. 16 amas wide, we're dealing with a shalva deraisa, you'd be machmer, that's 24 feet wide. So a three-lane street is 8 feet is the width of a lane. So a three-lane street is 24 feet wide. And there you have it. So according to all those Rishonim, you're dealing with... So this second argument is not really true. Because if here's Mechamer Bayomta, but it would apply to our streets. But you can't be stopped to people which are Mekel, because it's not clear on that point. Okay, now... let's talk about cars for a second, because we're talking about, you know, we're not traveling on the horses that much anymore. So the question really would be, I guess there's two questions over here. One is driving on Chol HaMoed so the Tayel is mutter. Driving Chol HaMoed, the Tzarchei Moed is mutter. Driving on Chol HaMoed now, so I want to know, driving on Chol HaMoed, someone's not Tzarchei Moed, and it's not Latayel, so we said that for the horse it's okay, because there's no malacha about them, because the Chayin says Atzmai. So we're not doing any malacha at all. I'm not doing malacha, my horse not doing malacha, even if he holds Mechamer, but it doesn't apply, because he's not doing anything, because Chayin says Atzmai. So Chol HaMoed it's mutter. But now, I'm driving a car, I'm doing a malacha. Right? So if I have a Tzarcha Moed, so it's mutter. If I have or Latayel, it's mutter. I'm doing it, Bechinim, I want to practice driving a Chol HaMoed. Why? Because I want to have no Tzarcha Moed in that Bechal. So it's a great time. My father's off from work, you know, so I can get my 60 hours in. And we're doing nothing. We're just driving around the streets, you know, looking for... So is that Mutter and Chol HaMoed? So the question is, how do we look at the... So what Malacha is involved? The Malacha which is involved is burning. You're making Eish. So how do we deal with Eish on Chol HaMoed? So that's Machlokes Achronim. Whether we deal with Eish, that it's mutter and Chol HaMoed, period, and then there's no problem driving stam, or it goes into one of the malachas, which is mutter, because of Tzarcha Moed, but otherwise not. Now, you could argue like this, which we said before. I guess there's a madrega in the middle. So Rashi has a chuba. Rashi says you're allowed to drive on Chol HaMoed, the Tzarcha Moed. So what about a place where normally a person could walk? So the Mechaber said, if you're normally accustomed to walk, you're allowed to ride, but you can't do any malachas involved in preparing the animal to be able to ride. You can't fix the saddle, you can't do the horseshoes, etc. So it means we're saying someone to do it where you could walk, we're not going to ask you from riding because what's wrong with riding, but we are going to ask you for malachas involved in that. So lechera, to go to a place where when I want to go pick up something in CVS, you know, I might hop in the car, right? A little more time, I might drive, I might walk, or ride my bike, you know, which, right? So, am I allowed to go in the car to pick something from CVS and call them out? So Mersha says yes. Even though I could do that, even though I could, I can go, since that's, it's not what he's talking about over here. This case, there was, I want to do things to be misakin to be able to. But here, once I'm in the car, there's a direct benefit for of what I'm doing. I get there more quickly, it's easier, etc. So that's better than the case of what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, that I can't make the horseshoe for the animal to go for the trip. So Rosh holds that's mutter. Okay, now the next step up is, okay, what am I allowed to fix on the car to be able to travel? So now already that's right. So I told you that there's, I'm allowed to ride on the horse, and I'm allowed to be misak and tzarcha rechiva to be able to ride on the horse. So if I need to fix the saddle, I can fix the saddle, even though it's involved in sewing something. I'm allowed to do that. So the general assumption is there's a difference between maisa hedit and maisa umen. So maisa hedit is mutta the tzarcha moed. Maisa umen is normally not mutta the tzarcha moed. So. the problem with cars is many of the things involved in the car.
I'm going to say only.
So maybe changing a tire is not a maisumen, you know. But after that, like where do you go? Comes to maisumen. So he brings over here the most of Dirshu. He brings over here a few different shittas. It brings from the Erle Tzion, that's the Rebbe Tzion Abba Shaul Zatzal. He holds, if a person needs to go, he needs to use his car for a trip at Chol HaMoed, which he can't go by foot, you can even do a Maisa Uman. He brings from Nissen Krell, it's also his maker like that, then you can do that, it's Mutter. He brings from Riyashu said that Maisa Uman is not going to be Mutter, definitely Maisa Hedit. Unless it's a case of Dabra Ovid. Dabra Ovid, the loch is my suman is mutter for Dabra Ovid. So if a person, let's say for argument, a person is working in Cholomoid, working in Cholomoid is mutter because of Dabra Ovid. A person potentially will lose his job if he doesn't, you know, show up for work, so that's a Dabra Ovid. Or a person has clients, which if he doesn't service his clients, he might lose his clients. That's a Dabra Ovid. You can't get a new client, that's not Dabra Ovid. We pass in making a potential profit. I'm losing something, I don't make the problem, I'm losing something. That's not called Dabra Ovid, that's called I didn't get a profit. But to maintain what I have, maintain my client base that I have, that's which if I don't, they might go somewhere else, and then once they might go somewhere else, they might not come back. So I need to be able to travel to do that. I can fix my car even in my Zuman. That's a Dabra Ovid. If I want to go to Cholomoid trip, so then the car is not working, so that's very nice, you know. But the Riyasha says it shouldn't be mutter. There is, I think if you look in the Sefer Chol HaMoed, that the Rabbi Zucker and Rabbi Francis, the Rosh Kollel from the Chicago Community Kollel, the Lakewood Kollel in Chicago, they put it in the Sefer Chol HaMoed. They basically go with this mahalok that Maisa Hedit is mutter, Maisa Uman is not, unless there's a Dabra of it. Involved in it. You can rent the car. That's not a problem. But to fix the car is even more calmer.
To go back to one of your examples, if your renter's permit is expiring 2 days after the update, and you need your 60 hours, and your father's lost your Cholomoid, would that be considered Dabra Ovid?
It really depends how much it costs to get a learner's permit.
Well, whatever.
You don't lose the 60 hours. You have to get a new permit.
Yeah.
So your hours are there, so you'll get your hours whenever, but it costs you $15 to apply for the permit again.
Right, but that's a loss. That's a financial loss.
So Dabra Ovid, you know, general assumption, Dabra Ovid, We were talking about this.
I asked you about it.
How do we measure how much oved is oved? You know, I'm going to lose 3 cents. Is that called upper oved? Obviously, you have to make a shear somewhere.
It's not totally on the gavra.
So generally, so it depends on the person, right? So I think the example, which it's the gale, the gavi Shabbos, the mashal, shus to shus, mir la'akum to do a drabonon is mutter makam hefset. So what's called hefset depends on the person. So, example I gave is turning off an electric light, an incandescent bulb, is a melacha d'rabbanan, because the only one time you're chayav the rice, if you make pechem, you make carbon, there's no carbon being made when you turn off an electric light. It's just the filament is not burning right now. So telling a guy to turn off an electric light is shus to shus. So melacha genesis l'gufa not d'rabbanan. So it's emir l'akam on a melacha genesis l'gufa. So the Mokum has to be motor. So I had them as my son once. A guy came to me in Carlo. He forgot to turn off his headlights on his car. Can he ask his Gosha neighbor to go and turn off the headlights on the car on Shabbos? If he didn't, he says his battery was old enough that he wouldn't be able to boost it after Shabbos. He'd have to get a new battery. New battery costs $60. Right? So, but I point, you know, but we were in Carlo then. Our paycheck for the week was $60.
Right.
That was a full paycheck for a week. That's a davar oved. The guy's making $80,000 a year. It's not a davar oved, $60. It just depends on the person.
Was that Halamayde was asking?
No, that was Shabbos.
Oh.
He wants to ask the goy. So, but the concept of davar of laws. So there's a pisek tshuva which says that it depends on each person. So I would assume that davar oved by Halamayde would be
so
similar.
What was the conclusion on that?
Told me to ask the goy.
Because you're turning off the light, is that why?
You assume turning off a light would be similar to
turning off a light on Shabbos. Turning off the Mishnah says
that's a shuas. You're saying because it's not turning on the light.
It's a drayasa.
Well, when he opens the door to turn off the lights,
that's a mere lock on a psikration, which is not usur. I didn't ask him to turn the lights to go into the car. I don't care whether the lights go on and it goes in the car. There's no mir lakum on turning on the lights. The mir lakum is an open. Said, get in the car and turn off the lights. Everything else, that wasn't my tzivui.
Even though you know it's going to have to happen.
Because, but the issue is the mir lakum. I didn't give him a tzivui to cause the dome light to go on.
Oh, okay.
The same way I can ask a goy, halacha l'maaseh, a person got to take out his bulb in his refrigerator, I can ask a goy to open up my refrigerator. Because I asked him to open the refrigerator. What I asked, the CV was open refrigerator, and he did that. So the mir lakum was on that. The fact that the bulb goes on was irrelevant. Mm-hmm. So that's not part of the CV, that's not us. Oh. Had somebody else come and ask me the same shayla about losing the cost of battery, I would have told him a different answer possibly. But the guy who asked me, I mean, I know the guy, you know, I know what his income was. It was definitely a devar of it. I guess theoretically you have a case. Theoretically, it might be possible a case where it would be mutter to do that because it would be davar oved. To get your hours in, I'll call them your driving hours.
This is kind of related but kind of not. Do we say that one can't ride on an animal on Shabbos because there's a concern that they're going to pick something from a tree?
Is correct.
That's the ultimate reason why we say
correct.
Branch.
Okay, bays. Mutter lisur kasus kreli apoyse. You can comb the horse in order that it should look nice. Okay, mishibur sekatan hay li apoyse. Dehu b'chlal tzarcha rechiva shitiru kishetzarcha lirka letzarcha ma'ida letayel. This is also part of the tzarcha rechiva, which is mutter if you have a valid reason. Vayin b'bach tefila b'masrek shemeshir nimen. So tearing out hairs is a problem. So if you're using a comb which you know is going to pull out hairs, to be honest, also mishum secretion. So secretion is going to pull out hairs the same way you can't comb a human head, you can't comb your animal because it's going to pull out the hairs. But a cholamoid, sure, but they didn't ask that in a cholamoid. Okay, Gimel. Aim ravian behemoth b'moyed. So. The you can't, if he wants to couple together a male and a female to actually facilitate the actual act of physical act of intercourse, is that's also. So there's no real need. He'll get a benefit of having the animal which have a baby, but that's not a heter. Al-Makiz al-Adam, but to bloodletting, which they use that as a form of refuah, so that's a davar aved. The animal needs refuah, so that's a davar aved. Even if it's necessary for refuah, even if it's malach involved, anything which is necessary for refuah is mutter. Vav ein marbiyan. You can't physically hold the two animals together. You're allowed to put introduce male and female animals together into one area, and they will be rabbi meyat, and that's not a problem. Finally, Rabbi, the discuss of the horos of the herbia who dafke b'shar behemis. That's some of the most behemis. Abu chamara shetovo. A female donkey, which is in desire of having a male, the ozim lo yarbiu aleha kashehi misava lezacher. If she doesn't have a male, then titzdanin b'sei oker. What happens is the animal becomes infertile. So the mutzal habiu aleha because the habi davar ovid. There it's considered davar ovid. That's Eli Rabba says. Berchi yosef b'tzad lehachri gam as he holds. Even that case is going to be usher. So his argument, mitzad the sigur sagamora, is because when it's brought down a locker, there's no differentiation in the psak between the different animals. So would that indicate that we're not differentiating? The question is why is that? What the logic behind that? That it's a little bit hard to understand. Why is it mutar al tavra of it? But you can't do b'moyed. The aim is that tzarcha moyed. But tavra of it, there's no real need for it. During a weekday, for the half of the farmer do it during the weekdays, it's permitted. That he's being directly involved in a mice of preaches of the animals, so the car that should cause a hear, etc. So this talks about it in Evan Ezer. The luck is that a person is not supposed to be looking at two animals when they're coupling together because that might cause him to have hirurim. But the farmer's allowed to do it because the Bavita Torah, he's busy focusing on his work. You're allowed to do malacha even the rice, ches malacha the rice. Even malacha the rice is much to do for tzarek refuah of the animal. Okay, maybe we'll do that and we'll leave the mishpahs for tomorrow. Tomorrow night, the shir is going to be in my house. 8 o'clock. I have to be home. Yeah, but I can't. I have to be home. So tomorrow night the shir will be.
Schwartz giving his gemara sukkah.
I'm assuming so. Yes, I'm assuming yes. The program will be tomorrow night. So I will not be there. I have to be at home. So the shir for my shir is at home. Dalit emeshiben tanagerlos alabeim legadol afreichim. You can't set the chicken on the eggs to warm the eggs in order to be able to produce chicks. So that's not considered a tzarcha moyed. However, if the chicken was sitting on the eggs and then it jumped off, so yachalach zir, because once the process of warming the egg starts, if it stops warming it, the process will stop and the chick will die, or the process of developing the chick will stop. So that's a davar aved because now he already has something there which could produce a chick for him, which is being damaged by not putting the bird back. However, you can't replace it with a different animal. You can't do that. So the Mishabur is going to say, the Chara, why is it a mutter? It's davar aved. He says that it's also because of Tircha Yaseira, and apparently the process of getting a different bird to sit there was a transom of the Tircha, so Chazal limited even davar aved in the case of Tircha Yaseira not to do it. But putting it back is only mutter within 3 days, because after 3 days, it doesn't help anyway. So then you didn't accomplish anything. So therefore, it's not. You have to davar aved. It's not doing anything anyway. So obviously, it would be also. But till that point,
the devar avad is negated by tichy yisera.
So we'll see that when we get to the, we'll see that when we get to the Mishnah Berurah talks about it, and the Bir Halacha talks about it.
Does a chicken sit on more than one egg at a time?
I don't think so.